Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you've had a great evening, morning, and night. Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into the Word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, and to give us a better and greater understanding of your Word so that we can be better equipped, Father, to reach out to help others with this word, to bring them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout the study this morning, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Pardon me. Joe's giving me trouble again this morning. All right, now, we're going to be in 1 Kings chapter 9. We're going to see about a covenant that God made with Solomon. Here in verse 1, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house and all of Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. In other words, he's always going to be watching. Now, Lord. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Now, 6. But if ye shall at all following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. This covenant that he's making with him is a pretty strong covenant, isn't it? But he's letting him know straight out that unless he and these people follow his ways, his commandments, and do the things he asks them to do, he's letting them know exactly what he will do with them. And he said he would cut off that land. He's going to take the land away from them. And he'll take his eyes off of the house for him. Now, and Israel, as he said, would be a proverb and a byword among all people. Now, 8. And at this house which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss. And they shall say, why has the Lord done this thus unto this land and to this house? Now, letting them know the land's not going to be much appreciated, neither is that house, when he's done, if they will not walk as he's telling them to walk in this covenant he's making with Solomon. And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord, their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have given oath upon other gods, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore, as the Lord brought upon them all this evil. Now, you see, God dealt with the people of the Old Testament differently than the way he deals with us today. Now, Ken, and it shall come to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon has built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. 11. Now, Aram, the king of Tyre had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. He put Hiram over 20 cities there of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. You're going to be hard to please. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. 15. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised for to build the house of the Lord and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer. 16. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. Now, and Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon and Nether. The Nether. The way you pronounce that, I guess. And Bilal and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land. And all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. 20. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Havites, the Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. Now, 22. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bonds, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. Now, 23. There were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. For Solomon's instituting of forced labor, there's a lot of other places that we could look to see more about that. But we're not going to go there because it is still all the same. It's all forced labor. 24. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house which Solomon had built for her in then did he build Moloch. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord, and he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. 26. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Zion, Jeba, which is beside Eloah, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom, in Hiram, sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold 420 talents and brought it to King Solomon. You see, Solomon was well thought of by other kings even. And they were always given. He even married the daughter of the one. Now, we have finished with chapter 9. We're going to be going in to chapter 10, but I don't think we'll get all the way through it. But we'll see. Now, evidently the kings ain't the only one thinking a lot of Solomon. And when, verse 1 of chapter 10, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. Now, 4. When the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table, and the setting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his accent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, was no more spirit in her. And there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, there was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told to me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the thing which I heard. She's seeing far more than what she had heard about. Now, 8. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. 9. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice. 10. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Now, so we find here it wasn't just the kings. We got a queen now that thinks an awful lot of him and is gaining an awful lot. 11. And the navy also of Pharaoh that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almond trees and precious stone. But almond trees, I don't know what they are. Maybe one day get a chance to look that up, see if I can find out what they are. Now, well, and the king made of the almond trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house. Arts also and upholsteries for singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. Generally, they don't exist anymore. 13. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Anyway, she got exactly what she wanted. She had her all of her questions and all answered. She got to see even more than she'd been told about when it came to him. And then he had gave her what she asked. And now she's went back to her own country. All right, so we go now to 14. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 scores. 660 scores. And 6 talents of gold. You think he didn't have? That's what he comes to. 660 and 6 talents of gold. 15. Besides that, he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governor of the country, the governors, it's plural, of the country. 16. And King Solomon made 200 targets, beaten gold. 600 shackles of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went into one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. 19. The throne had six steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and two lions stood beside the stays. 20. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other. Upon the six steps, there was not the like made in any kingdom. Now, when all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house in the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold, none were of silver. There was nothing accounted of it in the days of Solomon, for the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Aram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes and peacocks. 23 and 22, bringing all that stuff as Navy is. You know, it gives you my footnotes about that. These sorts of ships probably designate the type of merchant ship designed to carry ore and precious commodities. Various ports in the ancient world were designated by similar names, such as Tartius in southern Spain, a spot near Nora on the island of Tartus. And Isaiah connects Tartus with Greek seafaring commerce, and some have attempted to link similar trading enterprises to such faraway places as the Western Mediterranean seaboard or the Atlantic seaboard or the Western Hemisphere. And Solomon's Tarshish ship took out from Ezion, Heber, and the Hebrew word traditionally translated as peacocks is probably better rendered monkey or baboon. So they were bringing back some animals too to him. Now we go into 23. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. More wisdom, and he was the richest king on earth. Now, 25. And they brought every man his present vessel of silver and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. 26. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots, and with the king of Jerusalem. 27, and the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones and cedars made he to be as sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. 28. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen, yarn, and the king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. 29. And the chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and the horse for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. This man was the most wealthiest man on earth, Solomon was, and was noted as being the wisest. He had the most wisdom. And we are now at the end of chapter 10, and we're going to stop there for this morning. God willing, we'll be picking up at verse 11 this evening with Solomon's wives and idolatry, and see what's going to be happening there. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to be with us through this day as we separate. And I'm asking, Father, for all that's in my heart, those that are in my heart, Father, as well as those of Israel and your saints, wherever they are, to all be in health and to be safe this day, and that they'll all be in your word himself, learning more and more as the day goes on. And Father, I praise you. I thank you. I love you. And I love the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit for all they've done for me and for those that I know, Father. But I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work within all of our families, because we all have family members that are lost. And Father, I pray he will work with them and help to bring to their realization that they need more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, and that it will help to bring them into the Lord, and also, Father, that they all find them a church that will give them the truth of God's word as you want mankind to receive, not what mankind has done with it in all of his deceiving ways that he's been led to by the prince of this world. Now, Father, be with me this day. Keep me in health. Keep me safe, Father. And let me be back this evening with your word at the time of Bible study to join with others. Father, this I pray today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, have a great day.